Hello, my name is Cassie, and I'm a staff member in the Graduate School at Grand Valley State University. Thank you for taking the time to learn more about Grand Valley's Master of Science in Occupational Therapy graduate program. Today, we're going to cover the admissions process, program requirements, and the attributes that distinguish this high-quality program. Let's start by explaining the two program options within GVSU's Master of Science in Occupational Therapy program. The traditional program is offered on our GVSU's health campus and can be completed in 2 years. The hybrid program is offered primarily online with one campus visit per month and be completed in 3 years. Both programs are considered full-time graduate programs. However, the hybrid program is set at pace to allow students to continue working and to meet outside responsibilities as they complete their coursework. Employment within the field of occupational therapy is expected to grow 17% by 2030. The American Occupational Therapy Association has recently reported that over 40% of recent graduates received a full-time job offer within 1 month of graduation. Additionally, 83% of new graduates secured their first job within their preferred practice areas. Standard GVSU admission requirements include completion of the online application as well as a bachelor's degree from an accredited institution of higher education. Your application must include official transcripts, and if English is not your native language, you must provide scores from one of our approved standardized tests, such as the TOEFL, IELTS, MELAB, or the PTE Academic. There is a $30 non-refundable application fee. However, this is waived if you attended GVSU previously or are currently attending GVSU. The admissions process for the Master of Science in Occupational Therapy program occurs in 2 stages. The initial stage of application review requires submission of the applicant's GPA for the list of prerequisite courses, the applicant's GPA over the last 60 credit hours of collegiate coursework, 2 letters of recommendation, one from a course instructor and one from a practicing occupational therapist, and the achievement profile, which accounts for student experiences in the areas of practice, leadership, education, research, and professional socialization. The second stage of application review includes a one-on-one interview with an occupational therapy faculty member and the completion of an on-site writing sample. Both the traditional and hybrid programs at GVSU require 81 credit hours to complete. Courses are offered in the areas of pediatric and adult practice, older adult practice, and mental health practice. 18 credit hours of both the traditional and hybrid programs will be spent completing full-time fieldwork experiences in a variety of settings. For a complete listing of all courses, please visit www.gvsu.edu/grad/OT. More program details as well as the online application can be found on the Occupational Therapy website at www.gvsu.edu/grad/OT. The great news about GVSU's graduate programs is that tuition rates for Michigan resident and non-resident students are the same. In other words, there are no extra costs for being an out-of-state student. Current tuition costs and information about scholarships and financial aid can be found at www.gvsu.edu/financial aid or by calling 616-331-3234. For more information on graduate assistantships, please contact the graduate school at gradschool@gvsu.edu. The Master of Science in Occupational Therapy at GVSU is unique for a number of reasons. The hybrid program is the only entry-level hybrid occupational therapy program in the state of Michigan. Currently, courses are taught in the health campus, home to a number of allied health science programs, and is centrally located on the Medical Mile in downtown Grand Rapids. The Master of Science in Occupational Therapy program demonstrates its student-focused design through teaching methods centered on adult learning principles, individual faculty mentoring, and a strong connection to the Occupational Therapy Alumni Network. An additional aspect of this program that make it an appealing option for students include the sense of community between faculty and students, a wide variety of service learning opportunities throughout the West Michigan region, a faculty-mentored research process with an outcome of dissemination and/or publication of the project, a state-of-the-art simulation center for skill acquisition, the availability of 2 international fieldwork experiences, and an admissions process that includes an achievement profile, which is a non-academic element that accounts for a variety of candidate experiences. And that is just a snapshot of the Master of Science in Occupational Therapy graduate program at Grand Valley State University. We hope that you will consider applying to a graduate program at GVSU. Any questions can be directed to the chair of the Master of Science in Occupational Therapy Admissions Committee, Dr. Ashley McKnight, at mcknigh@gvsu.edu or to the graduate school at gradschool@gvsu.edu. Thank you for your time, and we hope you have enjoyed this podcast.